wasn't just recovery room, it was the whole department party. And it was a lovely thing. And all of us brought down what food packages we had. I had received, well, the cookies that you sent Mom, and I received cheese and stuff like that from Phyllis and Jack, and Al and Peggy had sent me a Syrian dip that's awfully good. And let's see, what else did I have? Oh, and I had some nuts that somebody had sent me, and quite a bit of cheese. And so we took everything that we had, and I had a salami, and with what the nurses had, candy and cookies and cake, they had, and they fixed up. I didn't have a chance to do anything with it, to tell you the truth, because I was busy, but they fixed up in the recovery room the nicest buffet. Really, it looked so nice. They had all little sandwiches with cheese and everything, and they had the dip out and the crackers, and it was a lovely party. We had eggnog, we had ice cream, and they had Kool-Aid. I never want to see another container of Kool-Aid as long as I live, because that's what you have an awful lot of out here, which is okay, you know. Let me check that.
They were staying.
I guess everything's working all right. So we had a real nice Christmas party, and everybody just seemed to enjoy it so much. And everything looked so nice, and the food was so good, and of course everything went. And I was glad, because I got two packages today in the mail, one from Rita, which I will write and thank her as soon as I have the opportunity, and the other from the Marriott's, and it's pretzels, I know, but we're going to have an open house up here one night this week, and all the men, you know, the men are never invited up here unless they come to fix our tape recorders or something, so we're going to have them up, and they're looking for food, so of course they can have whatever we've got, because I couldn't eat it all. But it was very, very nice. And then yesterday, we had a Christmas Eve. It started out, of course, we worked, you know, and it's so funny. It's so hot in comparison to at home. But inside, you know, everything is fixed, like snow and snowballs and the trees and everything. And when you go outside, it's really quite warm. But we've had some rather rough weather, rain and all. But they put the repose players, they call themselves, put on a play called The Night Before Christmas up out under the stars. And it was just as we got underway. We were in Da Nang yesterday for 2 days, I guess we were, in Da Nang. And then we got underway and came out to, just a second, there's the phone.
Hey.
Gee, it's hard to remember where I left off, but I think I was starting to tell you, I've been detained for about half an hour. But anyhow, I think I was starting to tell you that as we came out of the harbor, they had the play, the repose players, The Night Before Christmas. And it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. They had taped it all, so it was all in pantomime. Kathy was in it. She was supposed to be one of the Supremes, you know, that dance group, singing group. And, it was so funny. They had, I can't tell you all the funny things they had, but they had the children, the two of the biggest guys we had in the ship in diapers with a stocking cap and red cheeks, and chuggling down a fifth, you know, when the children were supposed to be in bed, and oh, golly, it was really one of the funniest things. Everybody just roared hysterically. And then afterwards we sang Christmas carols, but, and I stayed for a while and sang Christmas carols with them, but then I went down out to watch the lights. I don't know if I've ever told you, but I've mentioned the flares. Well, out here they use red flares when the enemy is sighted, white when they're just looking for the enemy, and you see white flares all the time, and green when it's safe. Well, they just fired, oh, just loads and loads of flares. They last about 2 minutes and 45 seconds. And, it was just beautiful. They fired all the red and white and the green so that you would know, you know. And then we had flares, not the kind of flares that they have. Our flares just died when they hit the water. These burn underwater. But this was the kind of flares for lifeboats, you know. Oh, it was beautiful, really. And we were all sitting out on deck, or standing out on deck, watching the flares. And oh, and all up and down the coast as we were going out to sea. And I missed the sanctuary when we passed her, but they say she looked as beautiful with all the lights, and I'm sure that that's the way we look, too. And I did go to Midnight Mass. I was going to go to Midnight Mass. In the meantime, I don't know that I told you this, but our Protestant chaplain fell and hurt his back and wasn't able to have services, so lots of the Protestants have been going to Catholic Mass and stuff, you know. So, of course, they asked me why. Father was at first going to have Midnight Mass outside, but then he didn't. He had it down in the chapel, the room, which is terribly small. So he asked me if I was going to go, and I said, no, Father, because if he had it outside, it would be different, but inside it's going to be so crowded and hot. And I said, I'm going to leave my seat for the Protestants who never get to church other times and always go at Midnight Mass. And sure enough, it was true that there were loads and loads of people, because he gave general absolution before Mass. So I came upstairs to go to bed, but the kids all came off duty and after Mass and everything and opened up their Christmas presents, and we didn't get to bed till about 2:30. It was kind of almost like having little kids here. Everybody was so excited at what they got. And I got, of course, you know what you all sent, but I got a nightgown and some slippers and stockings from someone. And then I got, Kathy gave me a beautiful smoky topaz ring, and I was really quite pleased with it. And it was very sweet of her. And her mother kept asking her what she could send me, and she said, well, I don't know, but she admires the house coat that you made me. So her mother made me a house coat, and it fits perfectly. I was just delighted with it. So we all were so excited with what we got and everything, and we were all charging around here like crazy. And it was, as I say, at least 2:30, and people were downstairs in the wardroom singing, and that was really very nice. So this morning, I neglected to mention, too, that the chief nurse had gone off to Da Nang for a couple of days. I don't know what the attraction is, but there's somebody there, and she wanted to spend Christmas there, so that leaves me as acting chief nurse. So this morning, the first thing that happened was a general came on board, but I hadn't been to Mass, so I went to 9 o'clock Mass, which was beautiful. When they come aboard, everybody has to accompany them, you know, the captain of the ship, the captain of the hospital, the admin officer, and the army liaison, the whole bunch. I said, I wish they had stayed home Christmas. You know, it's all right to come out, but why can't they stay home Christmas? So then the chief of chaplains, Admiral Kelly, who was a minister, came out, and we had to go aboard around with him and had to have lunch in the captain's cabin. And as I said, again, they should stay home, because these people just don't know what to say to the casualties. They come out for a week or 2 weeks and into Vietnam, and they think that they know everything there is to know. And they drop names like Chu Lai and Dong Ha and Phu Bai, and they've been there an hour. And they just say the most inappropriate things to the patients. And, you know, they're like politicians. They're trying so hard, but these kids don't want that. They're just not like that. And I'm embarrassed for them, embarrassed for the people who, the generals and all. And then after lunch, I still had the duty, but it was such a gorgeous day. I went up on the sun deck for about 2 hours and got a little bit of sun. And while I was up there, went to flight quarters, and we got 2 casualties in. I know there's a 24-hour truce, but which ends at midnight, and which is about 45 more minutes. But there's still booby traps around, and 2 of the kids got hit with what they call a bouncing Betty. And one lost a leg, and the other one's jaw is badly fractured, but they'll be all right. So that's how come I just got out of the OR, because we had those 2 cases going. It was a long case, you know, we had a lot of procedures. The one and the other, it took a long time to put his jaw back together, jaw and face. So that was my, then we went to flight quarters again. Another general came, and they called to find out, you know, where I was, to accompany the general, and they were told, well, you know, she has surgery, so she can't very well come. So I was fine, though. They were just, it was good. And the kids, my kids in my department gave me some Chanel bath powder and cologne. And then we had, I got some Shalimar cologne. I'll be the smelliest nurse on the ship. From a little gift that we had, you know, drawing. I gave them money for their Christmas, for their party when they get to Subic. They can have a ship's party. But it's been a very nice Christmas. I won't say that, you know, that all of us didn't miss everyone at home, but it certainly wasn't so bad. It was, everyone did everything to make things pleasant for us. And even though I had an emergency, one of the kids came down and relieved me so I could have Christmas dinner. And we saw that everybody got relieved and got a hot Christmas dinner, which was nice. We had turkey. And it was very pleasant, really. And I think that the patients appreciated everything that was done. And of course, people have sent all kinds of messages and things out to the ship. I get loads of Christmas cards. On the Christmas cards, people must think I'm really in some sort of tense situation because they're wishing me all kinds of, you know, that things will be better next year and all, but things are very good, even though not always very pleasant as far as casualties are concerned. They're still very good. So I have my Christmas candle burning now, and the place looks kind of like someone's living room, you know, with everything thrown all over it. But I did want to get this tape off to you. I owe everybody and their brother tapes. I know I'll never send them out, but anyhow, I hope that you liked your Christmas gifts and that your Christmas was pleasant, and that your New Year, of course, will be extra special. So I'll just say good night for now, and again, Merry Christmas. Well, maybe you'll get there by a little Christmas, and I'll make you a tape and tell you all about Hong Kong. I really will. But I thought since tonight was Christmas and everything, I bet I'm forgetting half the things to tell you. But it's been very nice and beautiful, certainly. And I know that most everyone here, well, as I said, oh, one of the girls gave all the men little toys, balls and jacks and cards and everything. And we gave one of our favorite men a train set. Bye for now.